Meeting to order at 7:01 on October the 27th, 2022. If everybody would rise for the invocation and the prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to be able to meet in a safe place and to be one, group and to allow us to work together as a group. And God, please be with us over the proceedings of this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Akabaka?
Here.
Councilmember Garza?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Here.
Councilmember Martin?
Here.
Councilmember
Here.
Councilmember Walzik?
Here.
Mayor Aldridge?
Here. Five, we have citizens participation. First up is Patricia Mann.
Hi, Madam Mayor, Council. My name is Patricia Mann, 5518 Harris. I just wanted to come up and thank everybody for the wonderful National Night Out that we had at the beginning of the month. I know we spoke about it, you guys spoke about it on the last meeting, but I wasn't here, and we're still in October, and I'm still gonna celebrate our police force and all the council members who came out. Chris, I loved your thing for the kiddos. I loved everybody coming out, and I just wanna say thank you again to Chief and the police and fire who came out to participate. And we're just gonna get bigger and better. But I know that says we're back because I heard people commenting on how many cars, what was going on over there. National Night Out, come next month, come next year. Okay. But we really need to pound that in, maybe in one of our little newsletters. Keep reiterating that we have our own police force because that is top of mind to everybody here in town. When people talk to me, they say, where do you live? Oh, I live in Kirby. Oh, you guys have your own police department. That's right, we do. And you know what? They saved my life when I was going down, and they saved a lot of people's life. Because where else can you call and these guys be there that quick? We have to keep pushing that and letting everybody know. That's a big draw for our community. Thank you, everybody who came and participated in that. Thank you. I also wanted to talk about our board nominee that we're putting forward. I just want to say that I hope you guys consider our nominee because one reason he was put forward because he does participate in our Coffee with Cops, Santa Claus, everything. He's always communicated very well with our board. He knows what we do, being that he's was a liaison, so he knows our business. It wasn't to slap anybody else down. It's just that that person knows us, knows our goals, and he would be a fit right in. Beside from him being a policeman, and I think any policeman will tell you, they never retire, they're always a police. They're always a policeman, so I just wanted to get my two cents in on that nominee that we have coming up, and I hope you consider him. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mann. Next, we have Stephanie Faulkner.
Can I wait till the agenda item?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We received a letter from
Patty said he didn't want it read. She addressed it.
Really?
Oh, do you? Okay.
Bring your mic down so people can hear you.
This is from Veronica Herrera. Good afternoon. I'm writing today in hopes of getting read at the city council meeting. As many of you know, Lieutenant Casey Hawkins, a Kirby Fire EMT, passed away on October 9th. The city hosted a last ride for him with posting from the fire chief. It was a beautiful last ride for Lieutenant Hawkins, with many of our community attending. However, as many as the city council states that they are all for the city, there were a few that didn't attend or show any condolences to the Hawkins family or the Kirby Fire family, as I would just like to know why. I know people may not like other people and everyone has an opinion. However, you as council members are representing our community. That means you put your feelings aside, especially for one of our own. Lieutenant Hawkins was the most caring and lovable person, and he is our community's hero. He has put his life on the line for all of us many times. The least we or y'all council members could do was show some respect. How can you say you're for the community but only do what y'all want to do? The Kirby community page should be banned because Chris Garza only posts what benefits him. There was no mention on that page to honor Lieutenant Hawkins, and he was one of the four that didn't attend. There were 2 days to show your respect and honor Lieutenant Hawkins. I understand we all have commitments, but there was plenty of notice even to show for 2 minutes of your time. There were people from all over Texas and even Colorado. If you're going to represent Kirby, then do it at least 1,000%, not just 2% of the time. Sincerely, Veronica Herrera.
Okay. Is that all, Patty?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Moving on to 6A, consideration of action on minutes for regular meeting September 22nd, 2022. Councilmember Street.
Ms. Patty, did you get my email this afternoon?
And I responded to your email, so
I was not went back on my phone.
So what she listed is exactly the motion that you stated. It was a specific motion that had to be made on the tax ordinance, and we went back and listened to it, and that's exactly what you read. So she can't edit that motion because that's what it was.
Okay. I don't remember it being that way, but all right, I'll take your word for it. Thank you.
If there's any, is there any more discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the regular minutes of September 22nd, 2022.
A second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to accept the regular meeting minutes of September 22nd, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walzik?
No.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. The regular meeting minutes for September 22nd, 2022 have passed. Moving on to 6B. Consideration of an action on minutes, regular meeting minutes of October 13th, 2022. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the minutes, the regular minutes from October 13th, 2022.
A second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to accept the regular meeting minutes of October 13th, 2022. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walzik?
With the changes made today, yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. The regular meeting minutes for October 13th, 2022 have passed. 7A, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have a presentation.
Mayor and Council, I just want to share some facts. Each year, we know we acknowledge the month of October as Breast Cancer Awareness, and the city has been participating in that for several years. One of the things that we do is that each year the fire department designs and provides a supporter shirt, which some of us are wearing tonight, so thank you all for doing that. But I want to share some facts. In 2022, an estimated 287,500 new cases of invasive breast cancer will be diagnosed in women in the U.S., as well as 51,400 new cases of non-invasive breast cancer. 65% of breast cancer cases are diagnosed at a localized stage, for which the five-year relative survival rate is 99%. This year, an estimated 43,550 women will die from breast cancer in the U.S. Although rare, men get breast cancer too. In 2022, an estimated 2,710 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer in the U.S., and approximately 530 men will die from breast cancer. 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. Breast cancer is the most common cancer in American women, except for skin cancers. It is estimated that in 2022, approximately 30% of all new women cancer diagnoses will be breast cancer. There are over 3.8 million breast cancer survivors in the United States, and on average, every 2 minutes, a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer in the U.S. So this year, you know, as we acknowledge breast cancer, we just want to remind everyone of the importance to go in and get your annual mammograms, and really for everyone just to go to preventative health care for all cancers and all types of illnesses. But we also want to honor those who continue to fight and who are survivors of breast cancer. So we're actually going to ask everybody who's willing to share, if you're a survivor of breast cancer, if you would stand and be acknowledged. And then Chief Cardona is going to bring down just a special presentation for our own survivor. As many of us know, our City Secretary Patty Cox was diagnosed while employed with the city, and so we were there for her. We were part of her fight and struggle, so we all survived that together. So we just want to give her just a special tribute. These flowers, with the purchase of those, a percentage of the cost went to help fight breast cancer. So it's just something that we'd like to do in her honor. And I'm going to ask everybody if they'll come down for the photo.
I want to hold that.
Councilmember Walczyk?
In addition to what Monique just said, it is true that 2,710 men are destined to get invasive breast cancer this year. Now, the percentages are lower for white men. However, they are higher for black men. Please don't underestimate teaching your young boys to check themselves and to always keep track of that and to let you know. Get your husbands checked. It's very, very important. That's all I wanted to add.
Thank you, Councilmember Walczyk. Moving on to 8A, discussion and possible action on November City Council meeting dates. Do you have any dates in mind?
So actually, staff is recommending that we cancel the November 3rd meeting. I know when we changed the meeting dates, we changed them to November 3rd and 16th. But then after that time, we were contacted by Bexar County and asked to serve as an early voting site. And so early voting is still taking place on November 3rd until 8 p.m. And just in kind of looking at the calendar, various other dates, unless you all feel it's necessary to have a meeting, our recommendation is that we just have the one meeting on the 16th.
Do we have any discussion? Councilmember Walczyk?
No, I'd just like to make a motion.
You go right ahead. I will entertain a motion.
Thank you. I make a motion that we have one meeting in November, November the 16th, due to voting, early voting, regular voting, and city holidays.
A second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Martin, to only have one meeting in November due to early voting and holidays. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
No.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. It passes to where we will only have one meeting in November on November the 17th. Moving on to 8B. Discussion and possible action on code of conduct for board, commission, and committee members. Okay. Councilmember Walczyk, was there any update to this?
Yes, there was. We took out videotaping executive sessions because they know they have to take explicit notes. We also took out the word Clarissa asked us to take out. If Dan would like to go to the podium, our attorney. Hi, Dan. I did speak to you briefly about this. And though boards, commissions, and committees don't necessarily adhere because they do not get paid as they are volunteers, we are allowed to, in our discretion and our code of ethics, to keep in nepotism. Is that correct?
So
could you explain that?
Yeah, I can speak to that a little bit. So you're correct. So the state nepotism law only applies for paid positions. And so volunteer boards and commissions, nepotism is not a factor to consider with regard to that. Since you make the appointments, it is entirely up to the council and your discretion who you appoint to boards and commissions. And so as part of, when we visited, you know, if the council doesn't want to appoint related people to boards and commissions, you have the ultimate authority not to do so. The other thing we talked about is, you know, I mean, there's no right to serve. There's no inherent right, to be part of a board or commission, and that's all voluntary. I mean, there's no payment, there's nothing such as that, and there's no vested right to remain on a board or commission. They serve at your pleasure. There's very few instances where a board or commission cannot just be removed because the council wants to remove them, regardless of what terms they serve. Zoning Board of Adjustments, one exception by statute, has to have a public hearing and due notice. I looked through your code that you're asking each one to have a copy of. It's pretty modest, honestly. It's pretty common now, too. Most cities are doing something such as that. There are a couple of things I noticed. I know Clarissa spoke to this when she was here, but one thing I want to make clear to everyone is that you mentioned the Open Meetings Act within there. I don't know all of your boards and commissions yet, but not all of them have to necessarily comply with the Open Meetings Act unless you require them to. By that, I mean some boards or commissions who are only purely advisory in nature, the Open Meetings Act doesn't inherently apply to them unless you, as a council, require that of them, and you certainly can. One of the other things I noticed in there was that you require each one to sign, and that's perfectly normal as well. I mean, that's one of those things. You can make it part of the application process if you want to. If I want to serve on a board or commission here, you're setting the standard as the council because you're the ones who appoint these boards and commissions. It's a standard that you all, as public officials, have to adhere to as soon as you swear that oath. And you're just asking the same of your boards and commissions. And if they don't want to do that, or if it makes them uncomfortable, there's plenty of other ways to volunteer in the community than on boards and commissions if they choose not to sign those. So, and I think those are the things that we talked about on the phone the other day.
Right. Was there anything else you might have noticed in it that might be askew?
No, it's really pretty straightforward. And you know, often the codes of it, like, for example, some of your cities in your surrounding area, like Live Oak, for example, they have a whole ethics commission. They have a whole ordinance. It's in their code. This is not being adopted as an ordinance. It's a policy. That's a little bit different, right? I mean, if it's an ordinance, it's a law. I mean, if you violate a law, it's a little different outcome, and there's a different process and procedure. This is merely aspirational for your volunteers. You're asking them, hey, if you want to volunteer, here's what we expect you to adhere to. And if you don't, we might find someone else to do the volunteer job.
So. I appreciate that. Thank you, Dan.
You do.
Is there anybody else that has any questions, concerns? I will entertain a motion.
All right.
Okay, Madam Mayor, I make a motion that as of October 28th, 2022, any appointments or reappointments to any board, commission, or committee must sign the Ethics Code of Conduct accompanied with application or before date of reappointment.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Street. Can I borrow your notes? Because I will not remember what you just said.
Motion.
That as of October 28, 2022, any appointments or reappointments to any board, commission, or committee must sign Ethics Code of Conduct accompanied with application or on or before date of reappointment. City Secretary, please call roll.
Thank you.
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
No.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
No.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
No. The Code of Ethics. The code of conduct for boards and commissions and committee has passed. Okay. Moving on to 8C, discussion and possible action on City of Kirby social media sites. Was this you, Councilmember Garza?
Yes, it was. All right, so I just wanted to kind of open up with trying to figure out exactly how the council gets to utilize our city Facebook page. So first off, Monique, how would we go about getting things posted?
You would send them to me.
Send them to you, okay. And there's a... When I went to TML, I went to a social media webinar thing that they had there, and they were talking about how the social media is utilized to be more of a news channel, like an outlet for people to really understand what's going on, to see a lot of the updates. They were saying some of the best postings were, you know, basically of people doing their jobs and what the city's actually doing. And I truly believe that this would be something that would be good for Kirby if we could post more about the road construction projects that we actively have going, maybe even taking pictures and letting people know that, hey, Alan Shepard is underway, you know, that we've already started, or the planning processes that we're going through for getting Ackerman started, any of those types of things. I think I would like to see more action posts and like of the departments just doing their jobs, doing work. And we need to utilize the Facebook page as an info outlet. I also was wondering who has access to post on the City of Kirby Facebook page?
The city manager, the fire chief, and the police chief.
Got it. Okay. Also, I truly do believe at this moment as well that it's not necessarily being utilized equal all the way across, and it may be because the rest of us don't realize it. We just send you something and you'll automatically post it. But if it's going to promote certain individuals, I think it needs to promote all of council. I'd also like to see more of fixing things content, saving money, what grants we're applying for, things of that nature, things to kind of showcase what the city is doing for the residents so that we have a better understanding of everything that's kind of going through. Also, how about when churches get posted? Is that something just because we've attended something for a certain church? Because I've seen a few posts about TVC, but I've yet to see any posts of any of the other churches and what they're doing. Is that something that we actively promote?
Was it a post because we were at their church?
Well, yeah, there was a certain event where that was the case, or there's certain things where we really continuously post about TVC. They seem to be our church of... you know, regard, like that's the one we utilize for some odd reason over and over without asking all of them. So I've just kind of...
Ask any church for anything. If the only post, like I can firsthand think of, they invited our first responders over and made a presentation to our employees. So we attended that. We posted being there, accepting it.
Okay.
When they allowed us to use their property for the water emergency, we were posting about the emergency, thanking them for using their property. I mean, when Kirby Baptist Church youth did the street cleanup, we posted that.
Okay.
And we're not out seeking to treat anybody differently. It's just what we're provided. If they invite us to something, anybody,
I get you.
Activity, we go to Kirby Middle School, we go to Hopkins, you know, it's wherever we are.
Okay. And let me ask you this. If they were to send us, like, some of the things that they were doing, I mean, would that be useful to post? Is that something we can do?
Advertising their own stuff? We typically don't advertise really anything for anybody. It's a city site, so we're posting city information.
So if we were to show up to one of their things, I mean, would that be something that would be postable?
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about if you as a council member attended something at, let's say, St. Joan of Arc, and you wanted to post that, I don't see why not.
Okay.
As long as it's not anything, you know, that we shouldn't have on the city site. You know, we're not advertising for political candidates. We're not, you know, those types of things.
Okay. Bottom line on the whole thing, I just think that there needs to be more information, more postings happening on our social media, and it just, you know, it needs to be pushed out more so that we can build community. So I just truly believe that that's what it should be used for, and it was some of the stuff I had seen at TML. Thanks.
Councilmember Street.
I was wondering about the Kirby Middle School event this week. I didn't know anything about it, and then all of a sudden... Mayor Pro Tem Grider is there with the fire department.
That was announced at our last council meeting that it was going to happen.
Okay.
And I, can I speak?
Go right ahead.
And I actually participated last year with another organization, so I'm sorry that I'm in tune with the community.
Excuse me. Speaking, but now I'm not. Okay, thank you.
Would you like to have the floor again?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
It would be helpful if we had a calendar that had all these things on it. Yes, it might have been mentioned at the last meeting. I'm sorry, I did not have my calendar on me, so I didn't know about it or didn't remember about it. So I'm just asking to be informed more formally, I guess, of events that council might attend that the fire department already knows about. So I guess that's my question.
I mean, we provide you activities and events that the city hosts. I don't have a calendar of everybody else's activities. Now, what happened with that event, I mean, I know they send they posted it on their social media. That's how I know I saw it. And then they sent an email inviting city employees.
Who posted on their social media?
Kirby Middle School social media.
Oh.
And then they sent an email inviting city departments to participate in the fire department because they're here 24/7.
Okay.
They participated.
Oh, okay. I didn't get that email. Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider.
Speak to that. That wasn't.
I'm still talking to Miss Monique over here.
Okay, I'll let her answer the questions,
you know,
and I'll answer the questions also.
Council, let me remind you that we are here for the city and our citizens. We are not here to argue with each other. We don't have to like each other up here, but we have to work with each other as a group up here. If you have a disagreement with somebody, or if an attitude, whatever, check it at the door when you walk in. You can pick your attitude back up when you walk out of this building. Mayor Pro Tem Grider, you have the floor.
So the email that was sent out came from Kirby Middle School to myself and to the fire chief, and I'm not sure who else was on there. I know you were not on there. Now, I've emailed Kirby Middle School and Hopkins Elementary School in the past asking what do they need. Do they need anything, any events coming up? I can't help that I actually do that. I can't help that I actually visit their social media and follow what's going on. I'm sorry. You are more than welcome to come up there and hand out candy or do whatever you want to do. At any events, I'm pretty sure they will be happy. So if you would like to email the principal and say, hey, please tell me every single thing your school is doing, I'm pretty sure, she probably won't, but I'm pretty sure that she'll put you on the email list. And also, since you use social media, Kirby Middle School has a social media on Facebook.
Madam Mayor, may I just finish?
Councilmember Street, go right ahead.
Thank you. I was not having an attitude. I was merely asking to be invited to whatever everyone else was invited to. That's all. I wanted to see a calendar. If there are events that we can attend, I would like to see if there's an opportunity for me to go as well. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Walsick.
I'm sure Pro Tem Grider would be happy to share that information with Monique in the future, and Monique can send it out to us. Also, I do believe if you see something going on in the community, send it to Monique so she can dispatch it to all of us, because she is the only person that can speak to all of us at once. Also, I have a question about our social media. Have we ever looked at any form of advertising on there? I was just curious.
What would we advertise?
Well, I mean, whoever would like to advertise on our site, that would bring additional revenue into the city. I'm just curious.
If somebody...
ads that Facebook does?
That, would, I know that, they that sell money would ads. Go to Facebook, not us.
No, no, no. I'm talking about our Kirby...
website?
Website, yeah. I was just curious. Okay. Just a question. Okay. All right. I'm done.
Patty, I would like to go back to 8A. I need to amend the motion that was made. Councilmember Walczyk had mentioned the 16th, and I said the 17th. Monique, is that something we would need to vote on again?
I'm going to defer that to
Mayor, just to clarify, you were just saying you misstated what the motion was?
Correct.
Okay, that's we just needed that clarification. I think what we all heard was the 16th.
And I said the 17th, yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fine.
Thank you. Okay. Moving on to D. Discussion and possible action on agreement with Speed 21 for use of Friendship Park. I will turn this over to Monique.
Okay, so several meetings back, you all approved an agreement with Speed 21 for use of Friendship Park. A copy of that agreement is in the packet. Mr. Hemphill was supposed to bring us proof of his nonprofit status, sign the agreement, and pay the $650. We've reached out to him multiple times. Once he did come in and said that he wanted to change that to utilize the charter school that he works for and provide their information. So we explained to him that the agreement was with Speed 21. If he wanted to do that, he'd have to come back to council and have that organization make that request. And we have not heard from him since. And I do understand that they have been using the park per the agreement, but again, in my opinion, you know, it's not executed. We don't have the money, we don't have the signature, so I wanted to see, you know, how you all wanted to proceed on handling that. I did email him again yesterday to let him know this was on the agenda tonight, and I haven't heard anything else.
Can we rescind his contract?
You can.
Well,
I mean, he hasn't shown proof of his nonprofit, and he hasn't paid what was stated in the contract. So I think that's a void of contract. Dan, go ahead.
Yes, Mayor, that would be my recommendation. When I looked at the agreement that was in your packet, not that there's anything legally wrong with that agreement. That's not the way we would recommend that you handle the use of your facilities, though. We prefer that you use what's called a license agreement. The difference being that a lease is an interest in real property. We don't want to give people an interest in any of our real property. We want to give them permission to use the facilities, which is through a license agreement. So my recommendation would be that you rescind what you previously approved, that we give them notice if they show up again or lock them out or whatever we need to do, and we get them back to the table for a license agreement, would be my recommendation.
Thank you. Questions, concerns? Councilmember Walczyk?
I'm just going to make a motion.
I will entertain a motion.
I want to make a motion to rescind the lease agreement that we have given to Speed 21 for use of Friendship Park and rescind everything unless they come in and sign a, what was the word he used? A license agreement.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca, to rescind the lease agreement with Speed 21 for the use of Friendship Park and everything else until he approaches council for a new license to use the park. City Secretary, please call roll.
Excuse me, Councilmember Walzick?
Yes.
Councilmember Afridaka?
Yes.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldridge?
Yes. The agreement with Speed 21 for the use of Friendship Park has been rescinded. 8E, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Did we have any applicants?
No, ma'am.
8F, discussion and possible action to appoint members to a City Festival Planning Commission. Do we have new applicants?
No, ma'am.
Madam Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we know how many members we have so far?
Two.
Okay.
Councilmember Walzick?
Does that include the council members that volunteered?
No.
Just okay. The two residents that you've appointed so far.
Okay. And so I have volunteered for that particular event, and I don't know who else did.
I had volunteered as well.
But so. y'all said you wanted 10, so that would give you 4.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Moving on to 8G, discussion and possible action to appoint members to an ordinance review committee.
So we have one appointed member, no applications.
8H, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the beautification and recycle committee.
We have one vacancy and no applications.
8I, discussion and possible action to appoint members to the Crime Control and Prevention District Board. We do have one applicant. Joe Salazar was approved by the Crime Control and Prevention Board at their last meeting. If there's no discussion, I will. I'm sorry. I totally forgot Ms. Faulkner. Would you like to speak now?
Did you sign up? Okay. Did you sign up?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I know. Good evening. I'm speaking on behalf as the Crime Control President. The Kirby Crime Control and Prevention District Board voted last Tuesday, October 18th, to appoint Joe Salazar as our next board member. We took cues from council on how to make this decision, so all references for each applicant were contacted, with the exception of David Barbosa, who listed none. With Joe Salazar and Sally Hitt's references, all replied with support and accolades about the position being sought. Stephen Pittman listed Mike Martin as his only reference. There was no response. The board recognizes the law enforcement experience and knowledge that Joe Salazar will bring to the board. Even after our board liaison, he attended our meetings, events, and continues to support the board's mission as a resident. I spoke to Chief Dronowski at East Central, one of Joe's references. Joe retired after 14 years in good standing and is eligible for rehire. Because of the discriminatory remarks made by Councilmember Martin and the predetermination of future votes, I ask that before this council votes, both Councilmembers Martin and Garza abstain from voting. There are two active police reports filed by Mr. Salazar involving both of these council members, so a vote of no could be perceived as retaliation. Also, if any council member votes no on this item that the board voted on and approved, I would ask that out of respect for the volunteers on this board and their volunteer time, that a reason be given so the board will have a better understanding of why our work, research, time, and vote is being dismissed, and so it will also be on record. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have something to say.
Councilmember Garza.
Can we bring the city attorney up to the podium, please?
Okay. Sir?
Does Ms. Faulkner have any merit in the idea of what she's stating, that because he has open pending cases against council members, that it would be considered retaliation?
So, in my opinion, no. They serve at the pleasure of the council. This council can vote as you see fit. Like I said before, there's no guarantees for positions. The appointments are not made by the board. The appointments are made by the city council.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, may I speak?
I'd like to make a motion to let Mr. Pittman speak.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Garza, seconded by Councilmember Street, to allow Steve Pittman to speak. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Ryder?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Councilmember Walzer?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes. Mr. Pittman, please approach the podium.
Okay, well, my name is Steve Pittman. I live at 3715 Autumn Lane for 34 years. Been a member of this community for a long time, never caused any problems. I don't have any felonies. As it's stated by our ordinances, the committees just recommend to the council who they want. So when you said you had one applicant, I was disturbed by that because I also applied for that. They sent me an email, they said they had four applicants and they invited them all to the meeting. They didn't ask any of us any questions. So in my mind, if they had questions about my nature or my ability, they should have asked me, and they didn't do that. Matter of fact, the one that they appointed, either he didn't come or didn't want to come, or they recommended. So I'm just asking for a fair shot at it. And then in my own opinion, the whole idea of a committee like that is nothing against our police department or our fire department. They're the greatest. I've had to utilize them a few times since I've been here, and they're here like that. No questions, no complaints. They do a really good job. But also, that's part of that committee's responsibility is to hold them accountable and to help them do their jobs to protect all of us. And if we wanted another police officer on there, they're there already. The chief is usually at those meetings. So I was just volunteering as a regular everyday citizen. I'm honest in nature. I've never had any felonies, and I thought those were the important things on the application. And that's all. I just want to make sure my application is reviewed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pittman. The reason why I announced that there was only one applicant is because only one applicant was approved at that meeting. As far as the absence for Mr. Salazar at that meeting, he was helping prepare for Casey Hawkins Memorial. That is the reason why he did not attend that meeting. Do we have Councilmember Martin?
Yes, ma'am. I did receive a text from somebody asking about Mr. Pittman with no identification. I don't think that anyone would want to respond to somebody that you don't know who you're talking to. And I will never do that to nobody, no matter who it is. If you want to ask me something, identify yourself, and I'll be happy to answer you. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember Walsick.
Okay. I also checked Mr. Salazar's. I'm so grateful. Thank you very much for sending us unredacted applications. They were very helpful. I believe Susan checked about Sally Hitt. I did call and speak to Joe, who served out at East Central. He said that he worked for him. He didn't have anything really bad to say about him. That's all he gave me. This is my situation. I figured after I made my phone calls, I had made my decision. I got a copy while Mr. Salazar was a police officer here in Kirby against, and it's an assault against a young woman that moved out of here as fast as she could. She made two complaints. I did my research on this, and I can not in good conscience, after my research, vote for Joe Salazar.
But within his employee file, he was cleared of, I cleared him.
I don't have that clearance.
Okay.
I did speak to the person that filed the report.
Okay, Councilmember Apodaca.
What year was that?
The report? 2002.
Okay. Please remember that he's not applying to be a police officer. He's applying for the crime control.
I understand, but as a, at the time, he was a member of our police force. Now, this went all the way up to the Texas Rangers, from my understanding. I could be wrong. However, being on our police force deserves more integrity. The chief expects more from her officers. And I believe someone said, once a police officer, always a police officer. I can't, in good faith, vote for him. And that is my reasoning behind what I'm going to vote for.
Thank you, Councilmember Walczyk. But you would just, I'd let you know that that IA had cleared him, and you said that you didn't have the full information?
I did not receive that report.
Okay. All right. Councilmember Street.
Madam Mayor, I believe we should talk to the other members that were, or the other applicants that were on the list, since they were not talked to at the other meeting.
Well, there's only one here.
There's two.
Okay, two.
Mr. Salazar is not here.
He has a flu.
Ms. Hitt is not here either.
Can we call a point of order for speaking out in the audience, please?
Yes, please.
Hold on. You can roll your eyes all you want to at me, Councilmember Street.
Not rolling them.
Well, it could have fooled me. So this council would like to ask questions to the applicants. Mr. Pittman, would you please approach the median? I'm sure that Councilmember Garza, Councilmember Street, and Councilmember Walczyk would like to ask you some questions on why you would like to be appointed to the crime control.
I have a question.
Go right ahead.
Why would you single out just the three of us?
I just assumed that you were the only three that would have questions. If any other council member would like to ask questions to Mr. Pittman, you are more than welcome to.
Okay, Mr. Pittman, what do you think would make you good to be on the Crime Control Committee?
Well, I've been around a long time. I've got a world of experience. I've been in management. I've been in several good businesses. I'm very dependable. I consider myself to be an honest person. I'd like to reflect the side that the citizens see when they're asking for help and trying to get things done with, we got a few bad actors in town. And for years and years and years, I've been complaining about one in particular that are still a problem, but at least the chief came up with a plan that she presented at the last meeting, her Bravo plan. So I just feel like I can be helpful. I'm retired now. I've got my health back from the last few months, and I've got time that I can just help. Nothing real fantastic, sorry. Just okay. Want to help my little city. I love this place. We've been here a very long time, and I'd like to see it keep growing.
Okay.
Thank you. Councilmember Street.
I was going to ask you how you were, because I knew your health had been an issue before, because you got off a committee several months back. But you just answered that, but I wanted to ask anyway. Thank you.
Well, because tonight we're celebrating cancer awareness. Well, I'm cancer free, okay? So.
Congratulations.
I'm real proud that I was graced to get through this, and it was tough at times, but thanks to a loving and supporting wife and a great puppy dog, we got through it. Thank you.
Okay, does anybody have any other questions for Mr. Pittman? Councilmember Martin.
I just want to answer the text that now I know who sent it to me, what I knew about Mr. Pittman. I've known Mr. Pittman for 22 years. He's honest, he's fair, and he's open-minded. And I think maybe some members of this committee could use some pointers from him. I think he'd be a good candidate. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, thank you, Mr. Pittman.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Mr. Barboza, would you approach the podium? Mr. Barboza, I have a question for you, sir. Okay. How would serving on the Crime Commission Board conflict with your Senior Center Board President position?
First of all, let me tell you something. I want to withdraw my application because it's obvious you're not going to be fair about this. I'm not going to work with a corrupt board, okay? When they had their meeting to appoint somebody, they didn't mention nobody else. The first thing they did was to make a motion for Joe Salazar. If they want to have Joe Salazar on the board, somebody who has a filthy mouth on Facebook, somebody who attacked a woman. Now listen to me.
Mr. Barboza.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are withdrawing your application.
I'm letting y'all know why I'm withdrawing my application. And I think y'all need to listen as to why I'm withdrawing my application.
Well, you just told us.
Okay, well, I'm not done yet.
Go.
Can proceed. I continue?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. And if this board wants to support somebody like that, they're just as corrupt as he is. I thought I could do something for this board, but obviously I can't because they have their mind made up because they want somebody like Salazar who has done wrong, nothing done good for this city. And
sir,
if they want somebody like that, excuse me?
Mr. Salazar has, you just said that the board is corrupt.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so mentioning Mr. Salazar should have nothing
yes.
to do with your resignation.
Yes, because they want to get him in there. That's why they did the meeting the way they did it.
Well,
that's why they did not let the other board member know that the meeting was changed.
Well, thank you, sir, for your time,
I'm
for your
not
application.
Done yet. Okay? I'm sorry you don't like what's being said, but what is being said is the truth, and you don't like that. That's not my fault. It's not my fault what's Salazar's actions.
Mr. Barboza.
Okay, thank you, and I hope you all take all of this into consideration when you all take your vote for this for the appointment for the Crime Prevention Board. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please have a seat. Councilmember Walczyk.
So I guess it's not a right time to make a motion?
Well, first we have to vote on the appointment, and then we can move on to that.
Okay.
Councilmember Apodaca.
Permission for Mr. Faulkner to speak, please.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Greider, to allow Mr. Faulkner to speak.
No.
Mayor Pro Tem Greider?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
No.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
Yes.
Mr. Faulkner, please approach the podium.
Mayor Faulkner, 3919 Ackerman Road. I'm the longest, next to Kenneth, one of the longest serving members on that board. I don't care who serves. As long as they show up and do the job, okay? But when I make a decision on somebody or I think about constraining, so I look at their body of volunteer work. That's what we need. I'm not biased towards anybody. I didn't even know who this man was. I had to ask him. Somebody made a motion before we even had a chance to discuss anything. So, I mean, there was no predetermined anything. If you look at the credentials, that's what it was. You give us a group of applicants, which y'all are struggling to get applicants for anything. Why does everybody want on crime control? You got a lot of openings everywhere else, but we're going to stack crime control whenever there's an opening. That's something to think about.
Thank you, sir. Anything else? I will entertain a motion.
I would like to make a motion to put Steve Pittman on the Crime Control Board.
Second.
We have a motion on the table by Councilmember Walczyk, seconded by Councilmember Street, to appoint Steve Pittman on the Crime Control and Prevention Board. City Secretary, please call roll.
Councilmember Walczyk?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
No.
Councilmember Garza?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider?
No.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Street?
Yes.
Mayor Aldrich?
No. Mr. Pittman, you have been appointed to the Crime Control Prevention Board. Congratulations. Mayor Pro Tem Grider, go right ahead.
And I would like just to say, with everyone wanting to be on all these, on this certain board or committee, commission or whatever, come on, there's so many others. So if you really want to volunteer, that's for everybody out there. The crime committee is not just a hot tamale in Kirby. There's other options to choose from where we need volunteers for. And they meet also just once a month. So there's other options out there for those who did not get picked for this position.
Okay. Moving on to 8J, discussion and possible action on appointing members to the Building and Standards Commission. Do we have any applicants?
No, and they have a full commission. We just have vacancies for alternates. So if anyone's interested in applying.
All right, moving on to 8K, discussion and possible action on city council liaison assignments to boards, commissions, and committees. I've thought about this a lot this week, and the conclusion that I've made is that at this time, I would like to keep the appointments as they are. I would just like to remind our liaisons what their responsibilities are. The first responsibility is to report back to council with a summary of the last meeting from that board or commission. Number two, announce to council of the activities and or functions committees or boards are scheduled to have with the community and to announce those at city council meetings so that the rest of the city is aware of what the board is doing. Three, the position of the liaison is not to tell the boards or committee what they should be doing or how to do anything. So if our council members cannot do or comply with these three things, then at that time, I feel that I should put this back on the agenda to reappoint liaisons. Okay. Do we have any discussion on this? Okay. Moving on to 9A, announcements on city events and community interests by our city manager.
This Saturday, everyone is invited to our Trunk or Treat event. It's Saturday, October 29th from 12 to 2 p.m. It's in the Duffick Circle outside of the animal shelter. We have several organizations that have already signed up to have a trunk station. Just a reminder, if you want to have a trunk station, just need to let me know no later than tomorrow. And you do have to have it self-contained. You can bring your vehicle, your own table, pop-up tent, chairs, decorate it. You must give out pre-packaged items, nothing that's homemade. We will have a photo booth area that the Crime Control Board is going to set up. We will have hot dogs, chips, drinks provided by the Volunteer Fire Department Board and the city. And it's just, we're looking forward to a fun time. We'll have a pet costume contest for second and third place and a children's costume contest for second and third place. So everyone is invited to participate. And then also we received a phone call from the Kirby Senior Center wanting to make sure that all of the council and the residents and employees were aware that you're invited to their Halloween event on October the 31st. They're going to have a haunted house as well as some candy and treats. What time is that? I can't remember.
6 to 8.
6 to 8. Okay. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to 10A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events and community interests. Councilmember Street.
Okay, yes, the Kirby Senior Center is having a Halloween bash and haunted house Monday night, Halloween night from 6 to 8. There'll be hot dogs, chips, candy, games, and Yummy Yummy is going to be there selling snacks as well. It's at the Senior Center. And earlier that day, from 11 to 2, is the seniors' Halloween bash. They're having a costume contest, so please come and join them. They will have hot dogs for lunch as well. Also, Monique, can we repost the festival committee and ordinance review stuff more frequently so we get somebody to answer? That'd be great. Thanks. For the agenda, I would like to put on the road planning and equipment status and the budget that we're going to be working with for the road repairs when we start cooking with the zipper. And can we, another item, do you have a list of grant proposals that you've sent to ACOG yet? Okay. Do we need to have an agenda item to come up with them, or what?
If you want to, or if you have some, you just want to send them to me to provide ACOG, we can do that.
Okay. I would like to put in a grant request to ACOG for the animal shelter for a spay and neuter grant and see if we can get them to cover this zip code. Because, you know, we've got animals everywhere and nowhere to put them. Also, I have a question about the website, their city website. There's no address and phone at the bottom of the front page.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, if you want to still want to call a city, there's you have to hunt for the phone number. And there's no contact tag. There is a report of problem, and that's where you can find out what the phone number is, but you have to know you have to go there. So... also, thank you to all our city employees, and everyone have a nice weekend and a very safe Halloween.
Councilmember Garza.
All right. Well, first off, there was a comment earlier about stacking. I didn't quite understand what that was, but congratulations, Mr. Pittman. Anyways, I'd first like to thank those that showed up to the Plant the Blue Bonnets in the park. It was a great event, and I'm excited to see the results come in spring. Thank you, Monique, for allowing that to happen. Also, a special thanks to Patricia Baber from Beautification. It's very much appreciated that she showed up and she worked hard. It was very nice. I started saying that the money, when we moved around the money in the budget, there was $251,000 that was placed back into general fund. I'd like to discuss seeing that replaced back into streets so we can get the zipper underway. I'm not sure if that needs to be placed on the agenda to do that, so I'm not too sure about that, but I'd like to see that happens. I'd also like to discuss when we do train on the zipper, where we will do that, because it's my belief we should learn on a road with a curb and one without, and I think finishing up Kazin should work, and the one without should most likely be, or Janky should at least be considered. During this time, I think we're going to have the people and the expertise, and it's probably a good time to take on a full road, if that's the case. And it's my belief road should be the ones where we start. Either way, it should probably be a discussion. So I'd like a timeline of roads to do placed on the agenda so we know which roads we're going to do and which ones are not. Also, I wanted to say don't forget to vote. The early voting's happening. Voting's coming up. So don't forget to vote. It's important. And I wanted to thank everyone for showing up. Thank you to the police and the fire and the public works and the city administration. And I wanted to wish everybody a safe and happy Halloween. Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Grider.
Okay, first I would like to say that as far as the conversation earlier about the different churches in the city, for social media and whatnot, for instance, Beautification Recycle Committee, the La Luz del Mundo Church youth group, they came out and helped with the Beautification Recycle Committee street cleanup, and they were recognized, and that was put on because they were helping at a city event. True Vision Church helps a lot with city events. Our Kirby Baptist Church, the Beautification Recycle Committee actually wanted to give them an appreciation for what they did. That was on social media. So because they actually helped the city of Kirby. So if there's anything out there that's official city related, it will be posted. I'm not sure any other events that are going on, but I know, for instance, the pool party, that was posted. So,
and that wasn't a city event, sorry.
So all that stuff was posted. So, and I just want to say that I don't feel that we should be going back and forth about what church is helping and not. All the churches in this city helps out. I just want to say I don't want True Vision Church, because I notice I feel like they've been getting attacked, it seems like, a lot lately by certain council members, and I don't really think that's right. So they've been a big help, and all the churches in our, again, in our city, we appreciate you and we thank you, and we appreciate that partnership. Okay, so the Kirby Youth Outreach event, another event that's posted because it's for the Kirby youth. November 19th, 9 to 11 a.m., boys and girls, all ages welcome at Friendship Park. Again, San Antonio Youth Rugby will be hosting the last free clinic November 19th. Also, Kirby Fitness, the free Zumba class for Kirby Fitness, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., November 10th and 17th, December 1st, 8th and 15th. I talked with the Silas Washington today, actually, and she apologized. She had to cancel this evening. We wish her well. She's not feeling too well. She has surgery tomorrow also. She doesn't mind me saying that, by the way. She has surgery tomorrow. We wish her well. But she said she should be back in full effect November 10th to get the dance class going for the free Zumba class. And she also did provide dates actually for next year for every Thursday. So we appreciate her doing that for the residents of Kirby. And that also will be posted with the photos of the groups that attend. What else? Please vote, 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 vote. As you can see, the product of not voting or voting, what happens? Vote, vote, vote. If you're a registered voter, please vote. It's so important. Please do your research. Do your research, do your research. Please, please, please go out and vote. And also be kind to your election workers. Please be kind to your election workers. And believe it or not, when you're going to the election, to the polls, it's Republican and Democrats working in there together. It's not just all Democrats or all Republicans. It's split. So there's no funny business going on. We're just there to do your job. I'm an election worker. I work every election also. We're just there to do our job. And we just want you to vote. And that's all, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Walsick.
All righty. I have several things. One of our election workers told me, I haven't seen you vote yet, and I said I'm coming next week. So they know everybody in Kirby. I did want to discuss Ordinance Section 12.11, the Charter Review Commission. There was some misinformation that went out this week, and Dan, would you please help me out with this, whether it is a standing committee or a non-standing committee?
Well, I really don't think it's appropriate to deal with that in announcements, but we can certainly put it on the next agenda.
Can we put it on the agenda?
If the mayor agrees?
It's fine.
It's fine, she said.
I won't fire you for it.
Dan, she said she agrees.
Yeah, then it'll be on the next agenda. Mm-hmm. Right. We can't speak about it here. This is an
I agree.
Okay.
I was going to let you tell her.
Well, thank you. You're so nice to me. Starfire Bridge was worked on very hard by Public Works today. Thank you very much. I hope it holds up for an amount of time. It's a shame that it's falling, and there's nothing that we can do about it. Monique, I need to make an appointment with you next week. Put me on your agenda in regards to bank reconciliations. I also would like you to reschedule the tour of the animal shelter for the committee and anyone else who would like to see the conditions of the shelter as soon as possible. I will have your list pricing as promised come Friday. I will send it to you. I will send it to the chief, and I will send it to Mike. I'm sure Chief can share it with Teresa. Please keep in mind that during the trunk or treat, we will be accepting donations for the animal shelter and such as dish soap, laundry detergent, litter, etc. And for those kiddos, during the donating, they will be given an extra surprise while the supplies last. Lastly, I think we discussed breast cancer. I want to thank our city employees. Chief, again, thank you for recognizing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I appreciate it. Frank, you guys do a great job. Chief Cardona, keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Councilmember Apodaca.
As stated earlier, early voting has started. I'm not going to tell anyone how to vote, but keep in mind, Judson does have the bond on there. It's for the betterment of the schools and the safety of our children. It's way at the bottom of the ballot, so you'll see it last. Don't forget about that. And then also, we are having a coat and blanket drive at Kirby Cleaners. So if anyone has any gently used jackets, coats, and blankets that they would like to donate, we'll be glad to take them. We're going to be collecting them till the end of January and handing them out as we get them. And if they need cleaning, that's fine. Bring them in. We are going to clean them before we hand them out. So if you have any questions, just contact me. And that's it. Thank you.
Councilmember Martin.
Yes. As always, I want to thank all our employees. Y'all do a great job every day. We appreciate the work done on Starfire. Glad no vehicles fell in there. But there's one thing I want to address. I got 21 emails today from Monique for bank reconciliations. Monique, you got a job to do to run this city. And they want bank reconciliations for the last year? You need to do it when you have time, not when it's requested. You got a job to do, is taking care of this city. We're short-handed, short-staffed, and we need help. I know you need help. I told you last year you can't do this by yourself. And now everybody putting pressure on you, like you're trying to do to get information. They should have asked for it at the beginning of last year, and we could have got it to them a little at a time. I'm telling you, in my opinion, don't worry about getting it to them right now, because you got other things more important to do. That's all I got. Thank you.
Councilmember Martin, I second that wholeheartedly.
21 emails.
I got them too. We all got them. You're not on the council. Sorry. with that being said, Councilmember Street, Councilmember Wozniak, I know that y'all are wanting these. I would like for you to tell me what you're looking for. I don't understand what you're wanting to see on these. So maybe you can enlighten me of what you're looking for. The reason after the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Of what you're looking for. Next thing, I would like to thank Mayor Pro Tem Greider for attending the trunk or treat at Kirby Middle School. and representing our city. She represents our city at a lot of activities that a lot of us are not able to attend. You okay? Okay. All right. Next, I would like to commend our city manager for the job that she does for our city and all of our citizens. I think she does a great job with what she has and with posting our projects and city communities on our social media page. To Veronica Herrera, she mentioned that not a lot of council members attended the memorial for Casey Hawkins. Yes, it was posted within, notice, a lot of notice where people could make plans. Myself, my schedule is set out 6 months, and I could not change my plans, but I did send my condolences to the Hawkins family. I had also gotten a lot, I've gotten a lot of phone calls in the last couple of days regarding our fire hydrants. A lot of our citizens have noticed that the tops of our fire hydrants are different colors. So I asked Chief what that meant, and he told me that the color signifies the gallons per minute that the hydrant flows, and that is based on the National Fire Protection Guidelines. If you see a fire hydrant that either has a orange or green, that is an ideal flow. If it is blue, that means the flow is over 1,500 gallons per minute. A red top means the that it's, what did you tell me, low? It's flowing at the lowest possible rate. So that all, that helps our firefighters when they approach the fire hydrants. And with that being said, I would like to thank everybody that has come out tonight. Everybody that has come out tonight, I want to thank all of our city employees, our city staff, public works, fire, police. I want to thank you for the job that you do for Kirby, and thank you for choosing Kirby every day when you show up to work. Meeting adjourned.